BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, here is your daily download for Friday the 21st of September. It's the last of the shortest breakfast show in Radio 1's history. It was emotional. I had to hold back the tears. Dear Scott from the PR4L, a round of real or no real. Tap end before the new series starts next week, so we played another classic one. And Olympic gold medal winning boxer Anthony Joshua gets spat on and plays innuendo bingo with Chris and Gemma Kearney. Have a listen. Right, today happening in the world, stuff you need to know before you leave the house. Shakira is actual pregnant. Congratulations, Shakira. She's probably not listening.
You never know.
Well, if she is, congratulations. I'm not very good with pregnant women, am I?
No.
I never know what to say. So, how long's it been in the oven then?
Yeah.
That's what I said to Fern when I found out.
I think I said, have a good one.
I think, yeah, I also said, oh no, I said what I said. So, how far gone are you?
Yeah.
So let's avoid that and move on from Shakira.
Do we know how far gone she is?
I don't know. She just put it on her website yesterday. Kanye West wants Kim Kardashian to be more like Kate Middleton.
Really?
Well, he's got a crush on K-Mid badly. I would love to be in the room when that conversation happened. Because you can imagine Kanye West saying it. Hey, Kim, baby. You're great, y'all. But if you could be a little bit more like the Duchess of Cambridge.
How does he go about that? Do you have to sit her down and sort of...
I think it's one of those where it's like, right, sit yourself down, Kim.
We need to talk.
Got something I need to say. Kate Middleton, she's the bomb. Could you be more like her? Imagine, Kardashian would have gone off.
And what can Kardashian do to be more like Kate? That's a question.
Well,
I mean, where does she start? How does she action that?
Some of it she may have already done. And also, a recent survey, this is my favourite today, has revealed the person that most people would like to have a bath with. Have
really?
A guess. Right, have a guess. Think about the general public.
Yeah.
They've been asked, who would you most like to have a bath with?
Well, it depends what you want from your bath, doesn't it? Because, well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of blokes go,
yeah,
so
know.
Cool. But then if you want intelligent chat, you'd go Deborah Mead.
Yep.
So I'm trying to think of a combination of the two. Carol Vorderman.
Have you ever thought about having a bath with Deborah Mead? And you have, haven't you?
Well, not until now. But it would be for the conversation.
Right, let's take the re factor out of
all right,
it.
Okay.
Right, you just need to get clean.
But you want the stimulating conversation as well.
Of course.
Carol Vorderman.
The person that most people want to take a bath with is... Ronan Keating.
Is that statistically proven?
According to a recent survey, Ronan Keating is the person that most people would like to have a bath with. We need to go onto Stupid Street and ask them this question. That's a brilliant one.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, dear Scott, Posh Radio 4 lady, your emails, what are you saying?
Hi, Scott. Heard your show today and that you wanted Chris to do a theme tune. I got the feeling he probably wasn't going to do it. I had a spare 10 minutes, so I did this opening for you real quickly. From Many More, of Many More Productions, Winking Smiley.
Thanks, Many More. Is that your actual name? You did have an air of, yeah, I might do a theme tune, when we spoke about it.
So we're talking about 24 years that it's happened here.
Yeah, this is the new season of my friend Chris's autobiography, which starts when we go back to lunchtimes next week, Monday, 1:45, new tap end. And Many More has made a potential theme tune. Here we go. That's the sound of you at the tap
good.
In the bath.
I think it sets the tone.
I found it a little bit sinister, but thank you.
Do you know what? They're bang wrong. I've been working on a theme tune.
Have you?
Yeah, I did it after the show yesterday. But, well, just the starting kind of ideas for it.
I've got some ideas as well.
Yeah?
When can we discuss these? A bit later on, when we play the classic episode, yeah?
But thank you for that.
It sounds like it's in a horror. It sounds like it's in Saw.
Well, maybe that's what it is to them. Maybe that's what it means to them.
Horrific.
Yeah. I expected at some point someone to go centipede.
Centipede. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, TOTDS, PR4L and the rest. When are you going to be making your next remix slash song? I'm sat on a long commute to work listening to Timmy Trendy's song and the Sarah Cox food song on repeat and just having the most amazeballs time. Double pork, tongue sticking out smiley. I don't yet have Mile High Club, but I know I'd definitely enjoy yet another blockbuster. Maybe you could release a Scott Mills Show album. Love you, bye. Greg, 23 and 4 months, Fareham.
Morning, Greg and Fareham. Glad that you enjoyed our songs. We actually have made quite a few over the years. Here's a selection of our best.
My name is Timmy Trendy. Bang
on trend. We do have enough for an album. This is Timmy Trendy's track. That's me singing.
Bing bong, bing bong. This is your captain speaking. Wanna take off with you this evening?
Mile High Club, obs.
Every country, you're the girl tonight who wants me. You can be my navigator and navigate me to the dance floor. Slow your table, put your seat upright. You could be in for a bumpy ride.
This is a good one.
My mama told me when I was young, we are all born
superstars.
She rolled my hair.
This is when we were trying to guess what the new Lady Gaga track would sound like.
Why does it hurt so much? There's a pain deep inside of me.
Balls of disappointment.
Can't concentrate on anything. Close my eyes, it's all I see.
When teams lose.
Can't see myself getting over this. Feel like Fanta without any fizz. No, I need to move on, but all I'm thinking about is balls. I'm trying to take it on the chin.
Thing is, we could do an album, but I just find it a bit cringe when DJs release albums. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Seem yeah. To win. Balls. Why can't I be in fields of gold like Sting?
We do have enough.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Don't do an album, because that's obvious. I think what we should do is be like the support act for a pop group or a band or something like that and go perform some of these stuff before they're on.
Open to offers on that.
I think that's a clever idea.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. A few weeks ago on the show, I heard you and Chris claiming that Call My Name by Cheryl Cole was actually based on Bish Bash Bosh by Sir Dossa.
We may have said that.
And on Breakfast this week, you basically took the credit for Adele's entire career.
I did. I just said that Ryan Tedder off of One Republic met Adele in a lift and recognised her laugh from when we were playing her laugh out on this show because he was listening. That's how they met. That was the icebreaker. Then he writes a couple of songs on 21. Bosh, her career is made. Mm. So I would like to take some of the credit for that.
Apparently it doesn't end there. I was reading this link the other day about how the singer from Editors released a Christmas album last year and remembered that you did some fake Editors Christmas songs on your show ages ago in 2009 on the day before Chappers left.
We did, yeah.
Are you going to ask Simon Cowell for a seat on the X Factor panel? I think your show's contributions to the music industry have earned you that. And Ellen DeGeneres used to be a judge on American Idol, so you've got the right face for it. Also, can you play your Editors Christmas songs again, please? They were amazing. Love you, bye. Daniel, 22, male, 6 foot, GSOH.
Thanks for the description. Are we really doing this again?
I really enjoyed it. I actually remember this when I used to listen to your show.
This is Editors. This is what they normally sound like. Mikowski. What we did was just kind of mock up what we thought the Editors Christmas album would sound like.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun.
And
the snowman brings the snow. Well, he just might like to know. He's put a great big smile on somebody's face.
Like, they're Christmas classics, but you can tell it's Editors, can't you?
Yeah, there's
if
no mistake.
Into your bear.
Happy times.
too funny.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
You kind of had to be there, but thanks for bringing that back.
That's really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Next week, when we go back to 1 till 4 in the afternoon, you get a new season, a season premiere of 24 Years at the Tap End, Monday, 1:45. To get you all up for it, let's go back in time. What are you saying, Chris?
I was just going to say, do I need to dress up in a suit for this premiere? Or?
Yes, please. And if you could just stand outside for a while, having pictures taken and speaking to people's mums. Let's go back in time. Oh, everything's going blurry, oh God. Definitely heard this one before. It's a repeat. Don't text in and say it's a repeat, because it is.
I'm saying we go to the 17th year again.
If you've never heard this before, my friend Chris here is writing his autobiography, or as he calls it...
Autobiography.
Because he can't say biography. And he's doing it because, let's face it, everyone else has.
Yeah, we sort of miss Christmas rush, though.
Yeah, we've got next year, it's all fine.
Yeah.
So, sixth form today.
Yeah, end of sixth form. I went to a sixth form at school, and that's what we're going to talk about, basically.
Okay.
Ready. I'm now ready.
You're ready, yeah?
I'm ready.
I am ready.
And I suppose you're both keen. I haven't even asked, but...
Yeah, don't ask.
Right.
I like the way you assume I'm keen now, you don't.
What, are you?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, don't assume it. That's just...
My time at high school was full of ups and downs. I had successfully gained qualifications to both the GCSE and SAT standard, and I was waiting for A-level results later in the summer. I had learnt a lot at my time at school. I had organised a small revolution and learnt two languages, amongst other things.
Remind me of the revolution again. This is brilliant.
It was the canteen boycott
yeah.
that I organised.
Why?
Just because we wanted lower prices in the canteen.
Did you see one of our listeners, I can't remember who it was, but they tweeted the other day saying, you do realise today is the 10th anniversary of the school canteen boycott.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Really?
People remember that stuff.
Yeah.
They must be keen. It was a highly productive part of my life. Graduating from upper school to sixth form had been a largely positive experience, symbolised by a uniform change. Up until sixth form, my school uniform was standard, but in the sixth form, we were allowed to wear our own suits, as long as it was smart.
Yes, you've made it. And did girls wear girl suits?
Well, it was a boys' school.
Ah, okay, that's...
There were girls that we were introduced to.
Yeah.
For some of the lessons, we joined up with the girls' school.
And what were they wearing, like lady suits?
Do you know what was weird? I think they were still in uniform. I think they had a hard time in the sixth form, but they had to stick to... I think it was a more casual uniform, but all the same a uniform. To be honest, I didn't really care.
So did you buy the suit or did you just hire it?
Did you get it off, the hiring places where you normally go for prom?
Even though this was a sign of independence...
Didn't even answer us.
My mum bought my suit, and it was one of those she claimed I'd grow into. Sorry. I never did.
I think you've stopped growing, haven't you, once you get to, like, 17, 18? Your arms aren't going to suddenly grow a few inches.
Someone told me the other day that once you get to 25, you're dying every day.
Your ears keep growing, don't they?
Technically, you're dying from 25 onwards.
That can't be true.
I don't know.
It is in the eyes of Radio 1. It's not that Edmondson told me.
I'm in the winter of my life. You will do the right thing and put me in a home, won't you?
Yeah. Okay. With all the other Radio 1 DJs.
Thank you.
By sixth form, we had freedom of the city of Watford. We could go anywhere we wanted, as long as we were back in time for our lessons. And generally, we were all given a bit more respect from the teachers. Growing up in a boys' school, meeting girls had been an issue. But thankfully, some of my classes in sixth form had seen my first proper daily interactions with girls since my primary school. You see, my primary school was a mixed school.
All right, so you'd had experience with girls before?
I did have previous experience, luckily.
Was that just like kiss chase, though?
Yeah.
I don't know if that still works by the time you get to uni. You need to have developed a different tactic. You can't pick up where you left off at 11. Otherwise they might think you're slightly odd.
Although looking back, I probably didn't handle them correctly, it had set me up nicely for my time that was to come at uni. I learnt that leaving talking to a girl you like to the very last psychology lesson you share with them is not a great strategy and leads to awkward chat. Also, it's worth investing time checking that if you text a girl, she is not going out with the school's rugby captain.
Oh, did that happen?
I managed to avert that disaster by pretending I got the wrong number.
Talk me through that, please.
That was just a really awkward one. So there was this girl I quite liked in my psychology lesson, and I managed to get hold of her number, text her that night talking about work or something mundane like that. But what was weird is the number I'd got hold of through my mate Lewis, he'd given me her boyfriend's number, who was the... happened to also be sort of the rugby captain at our school, a guy called Don Barrell.
Hench.
He was hench and a half.
So what did you say in the text to what was the rugby bloke?
It was stuff related to work, but all the same, it was pretty see-through what was happening.
Did he say anything back?
He texted me back, yeah.
Saying?
Well, I'm a bit annoyed about this still, because obviously my mate Lewis has stitched me up there, right?
Yeah.
And I had to bail out of it going, oh, I got the wrong number, mate, I'm sorry, respect and all that, and try and bow down at his greatness.
But when he texted you back, do you think it was the girl texting you back?
No, because he put Don on the bottom of it. So I had strong suspicions what was going on at that point.
And you left it there, yeah?
Of course I did.
Did he at any point think that you were trying to have it off with his girlfriend?
I think he probably thought that.
Or him. You're not very good at spotting this. We talked about this with Dougsy last week, the holding hands thing.
I don't think Don was on, if that makes sense. No,
you're not keen.
By sixth form, everyone had grown up a little bit more. Some of my friends left to go to college, but most stayed at school to give A-levels a go. We had a sixth form common room next to the canteen. It was pretty basic, to be honest, just a few chairs, a sofa. Everything else had been removed due to vandalism or theft. This did annoy me a bit. And I did get in trouble when I attempted to refurbish the common room with furniture liberated from the staff room. I don't know what I was thinking. It was a bad idea.
What'd you do? You just took stuff from the staff room?
Yeah, because I noticed they had coffee machines and stuff like that, and we weren't getting any in the common room, so I thought I'd have
You that. Moved a coffee machine?
Yeah, I got a stereo out of there, which they didn't notice, but it was when I tried to go for the chairs and stuff that they saw me and my mates.
How did you get into the staff room in the first place?
Well, it's an open... staff rooms aren't locked. It's an open door. You've just got to be bold.
Yeah, but how often is there not a member of staff in the staff room?
I know, that's the risk you got to take.
You must have had a few false starts with, like, oh, yeah, I've just come to see
wrong
if
door.
Mr so-and-so's in here.
I've learned, if you ever want to sort of take an... if you do it with confidence, people don't question it.
Do you know what? I've heard that, actually. A lot of people saying that the number one thing to be nicked from shops is, like, mattresses. Because if you walk out with a mattress under your arm, no-one ever questions that you've nicked it. I'm not saying to do it.
Yeah, I'm not advocating
and
it.
And I'm not... I say it's a bad thing, but I have heard that before. Like, the bigger the thing, the easier it is to get it away, because...
However, a coffee machine is normally quite heavy.
Yeah.
Like, this is... was it a vending machine?
No, it was just one of those desktop coffee machines.
Also, in the staff room, the number one thing that they're going to miss, coffee.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Also, for jokes, we took a portrait from in there, but that was just a stupid move, because we...
A portrait of who?
Some old head teacher or something like that. I don't know, I just thought it would decorate the common room nicely.
And they noticed. Surprise.
Yeah, when they came into the common room, they spotted that and then knew that knew where the coffee machine had come from. And
did you do this single-handedly, or is there anyone else you'd like to dob in?
No, I better not name names.
I think you should.
Although that Lewis was one of them, and I sort of do owe him, like...
Right, so he helped.
I had made it through sick form. It had been an emotional ride, and tomorrow was to be the last day of school. And plans have been set in motion for the last day of school, a legendary day every year, muck-up day. One guy in our year, Lewis, was in charge of sorting muck-up day and had asked for volunteers to help with two projects that would outdo last year's last day.
What's muck-up day?
Is it like where you set loads of sheep free in, like, the school? Or like...
Yes. I think everyone must have done this when they were at school, and you've just got to try and remember it.
Is that just a Somerset thing where you let off sheep?
Well, maybe we didn't have any in Eastleigh.
Did you not?
No.
You just do, like, random stuff, like get a cow into the, like, on the football pitch or something.
And set it free.
There are other non-animal ones that you could do. It's just that those are the ones that spring to mind.
Is this allowed?
Well,
no, that's the point of it.
Right, well, what was your one?
The first plan was to divert the traffic of the busy Rickmansworth Road in front of the school through the school grounds using a couple of traffic cones and some signs. The other was to release three sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, God! I feel really left out.
Numbered 1, 2 and 4 in the school grounds and enjoy the chaos. It's basically where you just cause a bit of chaos on your last day of school to celebrate.
We didn't have it.
You must have had it in Eastleigh.
We didn't.
Or just, like, all swallow. You know those antacid tablets which foam in your mouth? If everyone has one of them, like, during the lesson, then just... That's quite scary for a teacher if, like, 30 people will start
foaming in the mouth.
With, like, this sort of uber minty smell kind of going
around. Logistically, everyone seemed unsure where we would get the sheep, but a guy called Jack was confident he could make this happen. I did think it was a bit over the top, but all the same, it was important our year left its mark. As always with these kind of things, though, the teachers got wind of it. And that afternoon, an announcement was made in the common room that, in fact, today was going to be the last day of school, and that after lunch we were free to go home. It was a cunning move on their behalf, and we hadn't planned for it. This scuppered plans to get hold of livestock or organise diverting traffic the following morning. It forced our hand to create a last-minute muck-up day. We gave it a go, but there was nothing clever about it. We moved all outside benches and bins into the sick form common room and lobbed a few stink bombs about. But after lunch, people started to make their way home. Weirdly, for one of the first times ever, I realised I didn't really want to leave school. If you are listening to this as an audiobook, press play on emotional music. Which is Boyzone, You Needed Me.
Okay, let's try and find that now. Do you think we're going to have Boyzone in here?
I'll have a look on here, hang on.
Oh, yes, it's there.
That's the one.
Right, here we go.
This was going to be the last day I saw a lot of these people I had grown up with, and although I was excited about the summer ahead, it was a shame that it felt like my school life was ending so suddenly. Unlike the end of primary school and GCSEs, no one was signing each other's shirts. It didn't really seem right, as everyone was wearing suits. But it was over, and after shaking hands with the people around me, I walked through the gates on my last official school day. I stopped briefly to turn around and look. The canteen where I organised the boycott, the school theatre we covered teachers in suntan lotion, and the drama studio I danced with a girl to Boyzone, You Needed Me. It was at this point I realised it had been a job well done, and leaving on a high, I headed straight to my nearest chicken shop and my future.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, you know this Tap End theme tune? Because we need a theme tune.
Yeah.
Where are you at with it?
Well, after the show, I sort of sat there with a guitar and I think I've come up with something, but would play it probably next week. I just assumed that I was going to have to take this upon myself and go do it. I think it's good. I just
what
think
kind
I
of
need
style?
The weekend to work on it. Think like... Probably the best way to describe it is a bit like the Gavin Stacey theme tune. I'm not sure who that's by. I know that's a proper song. It's
Is that not Oasis, is it? I'm
no.
thinking a nice Royal Family.
But it's... I think it could potentially be quite good, but I just need the weekend to really... to work on it, if that's all right.
I would prefer if it was more like the Family Guy theme tune.
Right.
I want a bit more jazz hands,
yeah,
you know?
The problem is I haven't got the money for the production on this.
Well... Yesterday, me and Jules Holland went into the studio and laid something down.
What?
This is one of your options.
Oh, you've made something?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite simple, but me and Jules think this could work, right?
24 years at the Tap End. 24 years at the Tap End. Years at the Tap End.
Thank you, Jules, for that.
That's incredible.
Live orchestra.
That's very different to what I've done so far.
Just you and the guitar, right?
Just me and the guitar at the moment.
Well, there's your option if you wanted like a Family Guy style one, or you can stick with your boring one.
Are you going to be on the Hootenanny?
I would love to be on the hood, really.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, you. Have you got any Scott Mills points? Do you need them for the weekend? Maybe you're thinking, oh, I really want to go out, but I haven't got any Scott Mills points. What am I going to do? Or maybe you're thinking, how am I going to make that lush dinner tonight without the garlic press? I need some new kitchen utensils. Well, if you get some Scott Mills points now, then maybe you can trade them in for that garlic press later. It's time for Real or No Real. Some facts here and some fiction, but presented as real facts. You've got to work out which ones are real or not. Keep score for yourself, Chris, because I can't.
Right.
I can't count. So, 10 Scott Mills points. If you guess each one correctly,
pieces of information, some real, some not real. You just try and guess correctly. First one.
Simon from Blue has a phobia of Christmas crackers after being hit in the face by a novelty hair grip.
Sometimes things do come flying out of crackers, don't they?
Yeah.
And they can hit you in the face. Has that happened to Simon off Blue? Simon Webb?
But enough to cause him that much distress.
Yes. I mean, I remember being hit in the face by a small comb once.
Yeah, I think I had a comedy moustache.
Yeah, they flick out, don't they? If that hit you hard, that would probably scar you for life.
But I'm not sure it could really do that much damage. I'm saying no real. Not
that
real.
That is no real.
Okay, 10 Scott Mills points if you said that wasn't true. Simon Webb from Blue can open a Christmas cracker anytime he likes with no problem. And next.
The most commonly used word in today's top pop songs is oh.
That's depressing if that's true.
But would be an amazing pub fact as well.
Yeah. You see, people learn from this every day. Stuff that's on this now will be definitely in pub conversations tonight.
But the problem is I'm getting the real facts and the not real facts confused a lot of the time. Mm. So I'm going into and like trying to impress people.
Did you know that Simon Webb can't open Christmas crackers?
And I'm getting it all wrong.
Yeah, do you need to remember which ones are real or not?
And then when people don't believe me and Google it, I look like a fool.
I bet that's happened.
Yeah.
So, pop songs.
Pop songs.
Most popular word. Real or no real?
I'm saying real.
Real!
Yeah!
Is real.
No, I need to remember that.
That's a real one, yes?
And impressive as a fact.
And next.
The average woman will consume 6 pounds of lipstick in her lifetime.
Consume?
Yeah.
What, eat it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Think about it. I reckon that's real.
That is real!
Oh, so good morning if you've just applied your makeup. And remember this fact.
The average woman will consume 6 pounds of lipstick in her lifetime.
Mmm.
Disgusting.
Tasty lipstick.
And next. A 13-year-old boy in Florida was once arrested for excessive farting in school.
Yeah, tricky one, this one. I'm thinking...
Everyone farts at school, but can you be arrested
for
it?
You can't be arrested for it, actually. No, what am I thinking? No real. Not real.
Real!
What?
So many farts. The cops took him in.
But under what... I mean, what possible law is that? I mean, what...
He was just too farty.
Is that attempted murder or something? I don't know. What can it be? Like,
I don't think so, no.
Gross misconduct?
Kill anyone with a fart. I mean, I've tried... But
it's not GBH, is it? I mean,
people who live together for extended periods end up blinking at the same time.
I know that some people start to wear the same clothes.
Yeah.
And adopt the same mannerisms, but do they start to blink together at the same time?
I'm thinking not real.
No real!
Okay, yeah. Give yourself 10 if you said no real.
I'm racking up the points today.
Due to his constant name changes, Diddy hasn't received mail since 1977.
It's true. What's he been? Along the way, he's been everything, isn't he?
I know.
It's like what he's done is he's brought up every available email address of his name and just called himself that.
He's not received... Can you imagine that? I mean, sometimes I don't like receiving posts because it's normally bills. But imagine not having any... correspondence through mail since the 70s because of your constant name changes.
Yeah.
Can we hear that one again, please?
Yeah.
It makes me laugh.
Due to his constant name changes, Diddy hasn't received mail since 1977.
I like this from the 70s as well. I'll go on, I'll go real.
That is no real.
Oh, it's always the best ones that you want to be real. At the end of that, Chris scored
40.
How did you do? 81199, Chris got 40. Did you beat that on Scott Mills' points? Have you got enough for the garlic crusher, or maybe you've been saving them up and for the speedboat? 81199, let me know. That was real or no real.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Please welcome another one of our Olympic heroes for Team GB, Anthony Joshua. Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm feeling good, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for coming in today. We've had someone from the Olympic or Paralympic Games in every day this week, and you are a gold medalist.
I am.
Yeah. Gemma Kearney's here as well. Morning, Gemma.
Hi.
How cool is this that we've got, like, one of our top athletes in every day?
I feel giddy.
I know. We're all so excited. I'm really proud. Did you bring your medal today?
I didn't bring it with me.
You're the first person that hasn't brought it with them.
Well, as we're going into battle, you know, I didn't want to put it up and lose it.
Excuse me.
So we thought, because it's Friday and because Gemma is great at this game, what we would play all together today. Have you come in specially for this?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I came into town very early this morning. I mean, it was kind of early for me anyway. I mean, and just thought, what? I'm addicted.
You love this game.
I've got IB issues.
And you love us.
I do. I'm in love with you lot.
Thank you.
And look at Chris in his purple tie.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this a fashion statement that you told him to do?
He's so OTM. Well, we do a feature called OTM on a Saturday in the morning where I usually am based. And Chris heard it and there was a bit of advice for somebody going to a wedding.
Yeah.
To wear a purple tie to stand out.
I'm not sure it works, the floral tie with the Run DMT t-shirt.
And a hoodie.
Yeah. It's good. Anyway, okay, well, he's wearing it anyway. He took your advice.
But I'm feeling good, mixed emotions right now. I'm glad that I'm here with an Olympian.
I know.
To soak him.
So, Anthony, how much heavier is a super heavyweight compared to a heavyweight? Because you're a super, right?
I'd say about 2 stone.
Okay, good.
2 stone.
Now, if you haven't seen Anthony, he's tall and it's fair to say built.
Oh. Tonk.
Tonk. Do people try and pick fights with you all the time? Because I wouldn't.
Mainly the people in the ring with me.
Right.
No one on the street, no.
Not when you're out on a night out in Watford. That doesn't happen.
Nah, they're my local boys. Everyone, it's all love. It's all love.
Can you spray hard? I mean, will it? I mean, well, I mean, because he's quite physically fit, I wonder whether his spray will be have more reach.
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. I've been up since 5 this morning.
Yeah.
You know, I went for a jog. I've been having my cups of water lined up and I've been practicing, so.
So you know what to expect from the bingo.
I know what to expect and I feel ready, I'm pumped and
okay,
I hope everyone can get behind me.
No.
I'm now terrified.
Well, we had Luke Campbell in earlier in the week.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, my good mate, my good mate.
He's a nice guy, but he is a bantamweight and you're a super heavyweight.
Yeah.
Now, if you check out this slight bruise on Chris's arm, this is from when he wanted to be hit by an Olympic gold boxer. Look, it's got a nice little purple, kind of yellowy thing now.
So Luke didn't hold back.
Well, no. But what are you suggesting, Chris?
I'm saying that's quite nice. This has led to good discussions because I live in Watford as well. This has been good in the pub.
Yeah.
That's a bantamweight bruise. I was wondering if you could give me.
No way
would I do that to you.
Please, it's not going Chris.
I can't do that.
But I am seriously worried that you would break my arm.
Same.
I think he actually would.
Yeah, maybe we leave.
Can we leave that?
Yeah. We'll leave this.
I think you're fine with your Luke Campbell bruise. It's like a little trophy there.
Stick with bantamweight.
I think bantamweight's
fine. And your
fine.
Purple tie, and just chill.
It matches weirdly.
Oh God.
So, Anthony, what was the parade like? The open top parade? That must have been great, right?
10 out of 10. Unbelievable. Yeah.
The whole experience over the summer must have been incredible for you.
Yeah, even 2012 as a whole, leading up to the games, going there and doing what I wanted to do, doing what I set out to do. And then the parade kind of wrapped it up in a special way for me because we finished and then it was the Paralympics and it was like, but for the guys that went to the first one, what are we going to do next? What's happening? Our Olympics is finished. And then the parade kind of brought everyone back together. We met the Paralympic team and it was just amazing. It was an amazing day.
You must be getting so much love from the general public.
Especially in Watford.
Are you?
Especially in Watford, yeah.
Are you showing your medal on nights out to get into clubs?
No, I don't really go out raving in London.
Right. Luke Campbell, who we were talking about, used it to get upgrade on the train the other day.
Why not?
I would.
Yeah.
You know.
And a free haircut.
Free haircut. Just to let you know, Anthony, you might want to get involved with that at some point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, here's some good news.
Dear Scott, I know it's a little late, but I made you some jingles for your breakfast show. Yours sincerely, Jake.
Well, Jake, it is the last day, and I know that a lot of people have been here since day one, Monday. Let's hear it. Thank you. What's going on?
Scott's Brief Breakfast on BBC Radio 1, breaking the world record for the shortest time to ever do the Radio 1 breakfast show.
This is circus music. I love a homemade jingle. Thank you, Jake.
Scott in the morning crew.
And thank you, Oscar, for this one as well.
I think this is the one, isn't it, still?
It's my new jam.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, let's play the game. We have one of our Team G Olympic heroes, Anthony Joshua, with us. He's getting himself psyched for Innuendo Bingo, the greatest team. I like it that Anthony is really taking this like a like it's going to be some kind of match.
Yeah.
I really like his kind of tactics.
I'm sort of scared being in front of him as well. Really, you see him on the TV and that, but he's bigger in real life.
He's huge. Okay.
And so smiley, like a deceiving smile.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like a smiling assassin. Okay, so Gemma's here as well. Gemma Kearney, who's always brilliant at Innuendo Bingo, probably our favourite player. Sorry, Rihanna, off of films. But you're also our equal favourite. Oh, God. See, girls get really funny about that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, really? I'm all right. I'm all right. Okay. I mean, you can say it's her. It's cool.
It's Rihanna.
Okay.
And you. Okay, so Anthony's ready. Chris is there ready. Yeah. Gemma's ready. The idea is, if you've not heard Innuendo Bingo before, listeners send in clips of things that sound a bit rude off the TV and radio. Then some people in the studio put water in their mouths. I play them the clips. If they find the clip funny, then the water floods out. It's Gemma's favourite game, for sure. Have you done it already? Stop that. Okay. All right, so we've all got the water in our mouths. Three-way Innuendo Bingo starts now. It's a selection of new ones and some of my favourites from this week and the past in general. Okay. Christy and Bury St Edmunds sent this one in. This is one of my favourites from this week. From BBC Radio 2, it's Bob Harris.
Does my ring burn your finger?
Oh, no. Oh, it's so good.
I'm looking at her.
We're making a video of this. This is going to be a good one.
Yes.
Wow. Who's wettest on the first one? Who's wettest?
I think I am.
Yes,
absolutely. That's a little dribble rather than a big spray.
Okay. Got your waters there? What are the hairy bikers making this? What are the hairy bikers making this week?
Grandmother's Barovian love sponge.
Chris has gone. Just a small spurt from Gemma before that. Anthony's fine.
He's held it well.
Held it well, Anthony. What you can chat. Swallow that one. Or spit it. Mm-mm. It's up to you. Oh, more water is going in. Okay. Now, I don't know whether anyone's met Hugh Stephen off Radio 1's hairdresser. Hugh Stephen's hairdresser gives away a little bit too much information. Here's Hugh saying what he thinks.
Hi, hairdresser Sally.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for popping in.
You're welcome.
Now, I know you're a brilliant, brilliant hairdresser. You've done you've done all my mates.
They're kind of threatening to spit in each other's face. No, I think that was good. We're pretty dry. Okay. And refill, please. Okay. Now, this is my absolute favourite one at the moment, and it's from a play on Radio 4. Here we go. See how long you can last.
We've found something that we can do together. In fact, we don't just do it together, we excel at it. And I don't want that to be threatened by some idiot bouncing around all over the place. Right. You've asked for it, Margaret. Pain me though it may, I'm going to fire this wood right through your perfect little cluster.
Wow. There she goes.
Oh, Gemma's off.
I'm going to fire this wood right through your perfect little cluster.
Okay.
That's right in the face.
Are you right there, Anthony? Anthony's still got his water.
Yeah.
Okay. More water, please. Mm-hmm. Andy and Norwich, thank you for spotting this one. And a shocking revelation here. On The One Show.
I intend to beat off the competition with a carrot cupcake.
Oh, Chris, Gemma.
Dribble.
I'm soaked.
Okay.
Right.
Another Radio 4 play now. More water, please. Mm-hmm. Anthony's doing well. Mm. And this is A Book at Bedtime.
Oh, there's a letter too. Goodbye. I wish you well. Julius.
For the rest of the morning, Papa sat in his chair, fingering Uncle Julius's watch.
Everybody went there. It's a good one, that. It's a classic. Okay, more water. And let's head straight over to Springwatch.
And after 60 years of field research, I'm really staggered by some of the changes. You know, this was a great place for shags.
Come on.
Gemma, come back. You okay, Anthony?
Mm.
He's got his water, let's go. And now let's go to football.
Cassano was strong enough to hold off the Tottenham man second time. And there is Cassano powering one into Ashley Cole's backside.
Oh, man. That was a good one. Okay. All right, Gemma. Okay. Water. And it's all about the sport at the moment. Let's go over to the Ladies Golf Open.
She's only a little tot, but very strong wrists. Always beware the women with strong wrists. She grips fairly well down the shaft, Ken, doesn't she?
You just think, you can't go on, you can't go on!
But who's wettest now? Anthony, you got a bit of in the face there.
The face, the leg.
Gemma?
Legs.
Your legs mostly.
You're doing all right, though, Anthony, I've got to say.
Doing all right. I like that one.
She grips fairly well down the shaft, Ken, doesn't she?
And one more.
Okay.
One more.
Here we go, hold up. Filling up.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to fire this wood right through your perfect little cluster.
Oh! What the hell? That was huge. Huge, huge, huge.
That was a big hit. Big hit.
But who was responsible for that hit, please?
Maybe me, I'm not sure.
Chris.
I look like I've wet myself.
Gemma looks like she's wet herself. Anthony's jeans are, yeah.
Gemma's a I have a whole mess. Day ahead of me.
You should have bought wet weather gear.
I know.
Anthony, yeah. Hero, thank you so much for coming in to play Innuendo Bingo today. You were fantastic. Thank you so much. And thank you, Chris. Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks.
Gemma back on our show tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. That was Innuendo Bingo, a week of our greatest team. Thank you to everybody involved.
Yeah!
About that, Anthony Joshua, gold medal winning boxer, finishing up the week. Good one. Morning, Sarah Cox.
Morning, darling.
You okay?
Yeah, I mean, hi, Anthony Joshua.
How are you?
Hi.
I can see
you. Hi. Hi, Gemma.
Hello.
What a big day. How do I follow on from the final ever breakfast show after 5 days? Dan's just going to bring something through for you. Smooth talking, Dan.
Can I just say thank you to all the people that have been there since the beginning, Monday?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and keep it together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a journey since Monday, people have been through.
Mm-hmm.
5 full days.
Yes.
I've been trying to get the sort of hashtag going for your show.
Here's Dan.
Oh, that's nice.
Have you done these?
Yeah.
Are these your children?
They didn't really take off.
Show me, Scott. What is it?
So it's just a little note and a picture of a note saying hashtag shortest breakfast ever. Thank you very much.
Well, can you see what it's balanced on?
There's one. Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. So there's one on your dog.
He's quite elderly, though. He was a bit confused.
Was he?
Yeah. Because it's written on a napkin. It will last minute, to be honest.
Yeah. And then the same napkin is being held up by two of your kids.
Yeah, they're hiding behind it. They didn't really want to be involved.
And then you seem to have written, just in felt tip, hashtag shortest breakfast ever on a Lakeland catalogue.
Yeah, you got to look. Double piping.
Got to love the Lakeland.
Look at that.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm really touched.
I ran out of time. I mean, it's been a great 5 days.
I've really enjoyed it.
Do you want to thank anyone? I mean, the one who doesn't speak, he's been there for you for the whole, well, since Monday,
he's been here since Monday and Tuesday.
We all know where we were Wednesday and Thursday and then today.
Making love by,
It's been a lot of highs, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah.
A few lows.
A few lows in a week. So I'd like to thank you, everybody. Mm. Thank you for listening. Thanks to my mum. And thanks.
Okay.
To you, Sarah Cox.
Okay.
For being there for 2 days of the five.
And have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Grimmy starts on...
He's been upstairs, you know. He's been doing like a proper rehearsal today, dress rehearsal in full costume.
They tweeted a picture of their porridge. That's not code. It was porridge.
Yes, it was.
And they were getting ready for breakfast.
Yeah, it's very exciting today.
6:30 Monday morning.
Yeah. And I'll be back in the lunchtime with a new Tap End.
Yeah, season two.
I know, you love it.
I love the dying from 25 from Becky before. It was amazing.
I know.
Cheers for drawing attention to it.
Yeah, again.
Great show today, and I don't know how to follow after 5 days.
I'd just play a song.
Well, I thought this would be appropriate.
Oh.
Wow. I think this is milking it a bit.
Might be a bit.
I try and hold it together, Scott.
I'm not sure I can.
Have a lovely weekend. You're back on air, on Monday.
Yeah.
See you Monday.
Bye.
See you,
bye. Bye. Love you, bye. Don't play this.
We've come a long way.
But we're not too sure where we've been.
Do you love it? If you do, then listen live when we're back on lunchtimes next week between 1 and 4, including a new season of Tap End at 1:45, Monday lunchtime. Or get this podcast all next week.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
BBC